Shortly after his conversion, the humble servant of Christ, St. Francis, having already gathered many companions and received them into the order, stood in great anxiety and in great doubt as to that which he ought to do, whether to devote himself wholly to prayer or sometimes also to preaching. And touching that matter, he desired greatly to know the will of God. And because the holy humility which was in him suffered him not to trust himself nor to his own prayers, he bethought him to inquire of the divine will through the prayers of others. Wherefore he called Friar Masseo and said, "Go thou to Sister Claire, and tell her in my name that, together with certain of the most spiritual of her companions, she should devoutly pray God that he may vouchsafe to show me whether it be better that I give myself to preaching or to prayer alone. And thereafter go to Friar Sylvester and tell him to do the like." When Friar Masseo returned to St. Francis, St. Francis welcomed him with very great charity, washing his feet and setting food before him. And when he had eaten, St. Francis called Masseo into the wood, and there he kneeled down before him and drew back his cowl, and making a cross of his arms, asked him, "What doth my Lord Jesus Christ bid me do?" Friar Masseo made answer, "To Friar Sylvester, as to Sister Claire and to her companion, Christ hath made answer and revealed that his will is that thou go through the world to preach, because he hath not chosen thee for thyself alone, but also for the salvation of others." Then St. Francis, when he had had this answer and knew thereby the will of Jesus Christ, rose up with exceeding great fervor and said, "Let us go in the name of God." And he took as his companions Friar Masseo and Friar Agnolo, holy men, and going with impetuosity of spirit, taking thought neither of way nor path, they came to a walled place which is called Savurniano, and St. Francis began to preach. But first he bade the swallows which were twittering to keep silence until such time as he should finish preaching. And the swallows obeyed him. And there he preached with so great fervor that for devotion all the men and women of that town were minded to follow him and to abandon the town. But St. Francis suffered them not, saying, "Be not over hasty to depart, and I will ordain that which it behoves you to do for the salvation of your souls." And so, leaving them greatly comforted and with minds turned to repentance, he gat him thence and came betwixt Canaio and Bavagno. And passing on, full of fervor, he lifted up his eyes and saw certain trees hard by the road, whereupon was an almost infinite number of birds, whereat St. Francis marveled and said to his companions, "Ye shall await me here on the road, and I will go and preach to the birds, my sisters." And he went into the field and began to preach to the birds which were upon the ground. And anon, those which were in the trees came to him, and all of them stood still together until St. Francis finished preaching. And even then they departed not until he gave them his blessing. And according to that which Friar Masseo afterward related to Friar James of Massa, when St. Francis went about among them, touching them with his mantle, none of them moved therefore. Now the preaching of St. Francis was in this wise: "My sisters, the birds, much are ye beholden unto God, your Creator, and alway and in every place ought ye to praise him, because he hath given you liberty to fly wheresoe'er ye will, and hath clothed you on with twofold and threefold raiment. Moreover, he preserved your seed in the ark of Noah, that your race might not be destroyed. Again, you are beholden unto him for the element of the air which he hath appointed for you. Furthermore, ye sow not, neither do ye reap, yet God feedeth you and giveth you rivers and fountains wherefrom to drink. He giveth you mountains and valleys for your refuge, and high trees wherein to build your nests. And in that ye know not how to sow nor spin, God clotheth you and your little ones. Wherefore doth your Creator love you, seeing that he giveth you so many benefits? Guard yourselves therefore, my sisters the birds, from the sin of ingratitude, and be ye ever mindful to give praise to God. And as St. Francis spake these words unto them, all those birds began to open their beaks and to stretch out their necks and to open their wings and reverently to bow their heads even unto the ground and to show by their motions and by their songs that the Holy Father gave them very great delight. And St. Francis rejoiced with them and was glad and marveled much at so great a multitude of birds and at the most beautiful diversity of them and at their attention and fearlessness, for which cause he devoutly praised the Creator in them. Finally, when he had made an end of preaching, St. Francis made over them the sign of the cross and gave them leave to depart, whereupon all those birds rose into the air with wondrous songs, and thereafter, according to the form of cross which St. Francis had made over them, they divided themselves into four bands. And one band flew towards the east, and one towards the west, and one towards the south, and the fourth towards the north. And each company went singing marvelous songs, signifying thereby that even as St. Francis, the standard-bearer of the cross, had preached to them, and made over them the sign of the cross, according whereunto they separated themselves toward the four quarters of the world, so the preaching of the cross of Christ, renewed by St. Francis, was about to be carried through all the world by him and by his friars, the which friars, like unto the birds, possess nothing of their own in this world, but commit their lives wholly to the providence of God.